Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, Rossi Rollincotter, for the first of a two-part interview. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Helen Foley, Jane Ann Morrison, and Larry Mathias. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Rossi Rollincotter. He is the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Visitor and Convention Authority. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
We'll do a couple of programs with you because there's so much to talk about. The first thing I want to ask you is, what is the health of the Las Vegas Strip at this point? It appears, in conversation with Phil Ruffin about 18 months ago, he said that he was looking for 5 to 10% increases along the Strip. Would you agree with him that we're still on track for that?
Well, you know, we just released the visitor counts for 2012, which was a record-breaking number, 39.7 million visitors, 800,000 more than 2011, so that's a very good sign. We had our biggest convention meeting month or year in 2012 in 4 years, so those are all positive. We've seen the visitor spend increase over the last three and a half years. Employment in the resort sector, the lowest point was in November 2009, 23,000 new jobs going up to November of 12. So those are all positive signs. We're doing a lot of strong trade show business at the convention center. So we're going to be seeing, you know, incremental increases, some 2-3%, some 4-5%.
But generally the trend is optimistic.
Trend is optimistic. When you look at our future bookings as far as the convention side, the international market continues to increase. We have now on an annual basis about 1.5 million international airline seats coming in each year. So the market segments that are important, the growth markets are happening. We had over 21,000 corporate meetings in the destination last year. year. So those are all positive signs. And when you look at the future bookings for conventions, for example, we're booking the year 2022 and 2023. So the strength of the brand, the vitality of Las Vegas are demonstrated in those numbers.
And as you look at this, what kind of occupancy levels are you looking at for the coming, say, next 2 years?
Well, we averaged in this past year about 84%, and that's about 23.5% ahead of the national average, which we've been there for the last 15 years. So our market share nationwide, so we're running about 84. We'll run the low to mid-90s on the weekends. So that's been strong. The ADR is still at about 75% of what it was prior to the recession. So that's growing.
But it's coming up, though.
But it is coming up, yes.
And does it surprise you that Cosmopolitan has the highest ADR?
You know, they've been very aggressive. They have targeted a market segment, and they've been able to convert that into sales, and they've been aggressive in the marketplace the way they've positioned themselves. And so very good operators there, and they've built on the strength of this rebound, this recovery. You know, all of the recessions, if you look at the last 40 years, all the recessions that have hit Las Vegas as well as Nevada have been led out of those by the tourism industry, by the resort industry. And so that's what's happening now, and we have been recovering quickly for Las Vegas. It's really the strength of our brand and people still wanting to come here. They may not have as much money to spend, but they are here, and that's noted in the visitor counts for 12.
What's very interesting to me is the difference in the revenue side between what goes towards gaming and what goes towards pretty much everything else, and it's pretty much 62-38%. Did you ever anticipate that was going to be the way it was going to be going into the future?
Well, when I started the convention center back in 1973, we were basically a West Coast gaming destination. About 75-80% of the revenue came from the gaming side. The rest was non-gaming. When Atlantic City legalized casino gaming, it kind of set the bar to say, okay, we need to start competing more aggressively against the competition. Up to that point, it was just really Nevada with legalized gaming. There were some reports out of the East that any visitors east of Mississippi were going to go to Atlantic City, and Las Vegas would just have the West. And so, you know, the entrepreneurs, the Steve Wynns, the corporations all said, okay, how are we going to more effectively compete in this new marketplace? And so that's when you start to see the theme resorts, you start to see all of the things that have been added to the destination to now make us a full-service resort destination, international destination with spas and shopping and dining and the famous chefs and the great entertainment and special events, in addition to the best gaming opportunity that you can have. So because of the evolution of the product, it had to shift in the revenue because we had to offer more than just the gaming side.
When you see the numbers for the nightclubs and now the day clubs at the properties, that's got to be mind-blowing, the amount of money people are prepared to put in.
Those are amazing successes in marketing areas, especially the pool areas, the day clubs, because those were basically, you know, revenue neutral, so to speak. But they have turned those into event areas and the nightclub scene. But it's a shift in demographics. It's a shift in the market segments that are coming to Las Vegas. And when you look at a destination that's drawing 40 million people like Las Vegas, you need all market segments. You need to have a price point and a product for everyone. And so that's demonstrated in that. And people come to Las Vegas to escape, to have a good time. We give them permission to have fun on the one side and the leisure side on the other side. Las Vegas means business to the trade shows and the corporate meetings. And so that mix allows a variety of products and so forth. The high roller observation wheel that's going to be built with Link, I mean, is another example of taking an attraction and now converting it into an entertainment center that's going to start right there on the strip and go all the way down to the observation wheel. So, you know, all of those things, and that's what it continues to make us successful, is that our hotel properties will reinvest. There's over $2 billion of investment going on right now in the destination, and so that points to their confidence in the strength of our brand and the future business.
All right, let's take a break. More with Rossi Rollincott when we come back.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rossi Wellencotter, who heads up the Las Vegas Convention Authority. So going back to the numbers you were talking about as far as room nights in terms of getting into the high 80s, low to mid 90s at times, Bill Lerner from Union Gaming has been preaching for about the last year to 18 months that the market actually needs more rooms, that SLS, the old Sahara, needs to open up, the Fountain Blue needs to open up, and at least a portion of Echelon needs to open up. Do you agree with that observation?
You know, if you look at our history, and there's been other recessions, and you've had moratoriums or a slowdown in construction. And we remember we had a big boom. We had over 25,000 rooms added to the destination during this recession. Huge number of rooms. And so the marketplace is adjusting. But we will have new rooms in, going into the future. You have the SLS, the old Sahara property, the Lady Luck property downtown, which will happen. Something will occur with the Fountain Blue as well as Echelon and other locations.
Do you know if anybody's sniffing around on that one?
Don't know anything about that, but just looking at the history of how we've evolved. So there'll be more rooms, which is another reason why we need to make sure that 10 years from now we still have a strong convention base. And 10 years from now, we've driven our international from a market share of 16% today to 30%. So because we know we will get more rooms, there are certain weekend periods or certain periods of time when we are sold out. You see there's a new trend in the convention business called co-location. We have the Home Builders Convention in Las Vegas right now. They just announced yesterday that they're going to co-locate for the next 3 years with Kitchen and Bath. So that show grows from being 60,000 people to close to 85,000, 90,000 people. So we need to have the ability to house that many people because you used to be able, kind of going back to the shift between the gaming and the non-gaming revenue, you used to be able to come to Las Vegas in the 70s and see, you know, most of what Las Vegas had to offer in a weekend. You can't do that anymore. You need to make frequent trips. And so that's creating a loyal customer. And we have research that points that out. And so as long as we keep creating that demand, we're going to see that. So there'll be new properties. There'll be additional properties in the downtown area. There'll be additional properties out on the strip.
So basically you think that it's just going to be an ongoing thing with some of these properties that are already in motion. There's not going to be, say, 2 years from now that suddenly we'll see another 6,000 rooms or something like that.
I don't know about that. You know, the market will determine that. The market will drive the type of property, the size of the property. Whether it's a large mega resort or a smaller size property itself. But the fact that we need to keep the inventory fresh and keep it moving, really what's happening with this, with these $2 billion investment, which includes the link, but it's a renovation of the properties too. And so that is very healthy for any destination when you see the amount of money that's being spent by the properties to keep their product fresh and cutting edge and making sure that they have the types of things that people want to enjoy when they're in Las Vegas. And so that's also a healthy sign. So it'll come along, as we expand that international side, and that's, again, where the big growth will be. It's going to drive even more and more demand, and so that'll mean we'll need to have more rooms.
Well, and also it makes perfect business sense that why build a time like this when you can renovate, MGM, for example, renovating over 5,000 rooms. Mm-hmm. You can do it at a much lower cost, and you've even seen it on a smaller scale with places like the Plaza. Mm-hmm. They took all this stuff out of the Fontainebleau, and for $35 million, they now have a beautiful property. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of investment just makes sense there. It's interesting as you look at what's been going on, and you talk about international travel, and I want to get more into that in our second show when we get going with that. But when you and I first talked a couple of years ago, well, it's probably more than a couple of years ago now, you were talking about China and India as mm-hmm. being two of the biggest places as far as travel to Las Vegas and Nevada. Where are we with that? I understand that visa rules have improved for the folks mm-hmm. coming from China. Are we seeing any kind of dramatic increase from there?
Well, you look at, actually, it was the four countries. It was the BRIC countries. So it was Brazil, Russia, India, and China. A year and a half ago, the wait times in China to get a visa approved were over 100 days. Brazil, it was over 100 days. Working with our congressional delegation, with Senator Reid's office, working with Commerce, Homeland Security, State Department, they approach it from a business standpoint and say, okay, how can we increase productivity, decrease the wait times, and get more of those visitors into our country? And they did that with business decisions such as opening on Saturday, maybe having overtime approval for certain days of the week. And so those wait times in China and Brazil are now less than 10 days. In fact, in China, they're less than 7 days. We will drive over 100,000 Chinese visitors to Las Vegas when we see the final statistics for 2012. And so that's very critical to how you bring international people in. There's 37 countries now that are under the visa waiver. We're hoping that more countries will be added. Taiwan was just included. Poland is in that process. Brazil is going through the process now. And so when you look at our market share of international, 70% come from Mexico, Canada, United Kingdom. The rest of the world is going to become our marketplace, and as they travel more. India is a little bit different. They have infrastructure challenges of airports and roadways and so forth. So they're still building their country. They're still building, and they're traveling closer to India. But eventually, they're going to want to venture out and see the rest of the world, and the United States is a prime place to visit.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to hold you over for our next broadcast. So stick around. We'll come back with the pundits and more with Ross on the next podcast.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique, and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Rely On Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
My leg gave out on me, and I knew something immediately was wrong.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
Exactly 15 minutes after the treatment began, the pain was gone. I mean, it was amazing.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free and very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
There's no pressure, and I think you'll be totally amazed with the results.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a 3-day, no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Because we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Helen Foley is here, partner with Festifolio and Warren. Jane Ann Morrison, amazing columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. And Larry Mathias, executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. It's been a while, so we haven't had a chance to really talk since the election. But I wanted to talk just for a minute or two about Shelley Berkley. You were the first one to say in your column a couple of years ago that if she ran, she was going to run into trouble and the ethics thing was going to bring her down. The headline on your story was the report on Berkley after the fact could have been worse but can still harm her. Where do you think she might be heading next?
That's a good question, because
Do you have a good answer?
I wish I did. Because she, I don't think, is out of politics. I think she enjoys it. I think she has a zest for it. I'm not sure she's good for statewide politics. I think it is easy to paint a picture of someone statewide that maybe isn't accurate. The last week of ads against her, especially the one involving Venice, were simply not true. And she couldn't rebut them very well, and they were everywhere. So they left the impression that she was corrupt. Plus, the House ethics opinion was mixed on her. And so as a result, you had some finding that maybe her husband did get some extra benefits, but she wasn't accused of really using her office to do anything corrupt.
And, you know, and it's ironic because who wouldn't want to have the ability to call your congressional office and say, hey, the government owes me money, could you see if you can help speed it up?
Right. Well, I think Shelley Berkley was one of the hardest working elected officials that we had. Unfortunately, with that situation, she clearly should have stated her conflict and let the rest of the delegation handle it.
And, you know, I think the out-of-state campaign didn't help at all.
Yeah, I think always a lot of reasons when a campaign fails. But I think she's a strong person. I think her interest in politics and in the community is so great that she's going to find a way to get back involved. Maybe not elective politics, but I think certainly involved in community activities.
And it was interesting that she pretty much immediately sold her properties in Washington, D.C., and so obviously not going to plan to linger around there. All right, let's talk about something that is starting to get really hot again, which is AB 284, dealing with foreclosures in Nevada. And now the realtors have jumped into the fray, and they say that they don't want attorneys dealing with these foreclosure situations and short sales. They want realtors dealing with this. And the attorneys are going, I don't think so. Your thoughts on this and how it's going to go with the legislature?
Well, I'm not directly involved in that issue, but have watched it from the sidelines, and it's a very difficult situation. There hasn't been one quick, easy way of handling foreclosures, although I think that Nevada is doing much better than we had anticipated a few years ago. I mean, we can see the light of day. I represent Pardee Homes, and sales are skyrocketing. The new home business was dead for so long because there was just such an abundance of homes that needed to be sold, but things are really looking up for the economy now.
You know, Jane Ann, I was talking with Carol Velardo on the program a couple of days ago, and it was interesting because she comes from a background, and I'm sure you do, where if you signed a contract, you had an obligation to pay that contract. But those days are long gone when you look at what corporations do in terms of bankruptcies and being able to reestablish themselves. Is it fair or unfair for the regular public who find themselves in situations where their homes are so underwater to not take advantage of the system in terms of being able to utilize it to either get themselves straight or get away from these contracts?
I pay my bills. I don't walk away from anything, but I'm lucky. I have a regular salary. I'm not underwater. Well, I'm not underwater with my home. It's hard for me to judge what others do. I don't think I would walk away from my home or my debts. I probably would go to bankruptcy court and try to get them realigned a little bit. But bankruptcy court is not the easiest solution either in terms of how to navigate it. And one of my pet peeves is that there are so many bankruptcy attorneys who are taking these cases and then getting the money from people and then not doing much for it. I get complaints about that all the time.
I was astonished to find out that the number one advertising category in Las Vegas right now are attorneys. You cannot move without saying, why do you think? Are we in the most litigious society here in Southern Nevada?
Well, I guess when the apocalypse comes, we now know who will still be surviving. I think the at the heart of much of the financial services crisis and the housing crisis has been the stench of not being fully honest with people. The contracts that are not only hard to read, but have been made impossible to read for some people. Many of the financial institutions, if they weren't committing fraud, it's only because they had enough lawyers to rewrite the fraud statute so they could get away with not being candid, not being transparent, not being open. We're not going to get totally out of this foreclosure crisis until there's a heck of a lot more transparency about the financial system that underpins the home ownership and all of those things that are so important to people. We had a period in which we see what the price is for not having transparency. Now we've got to make sure that we don't repeat that. Homes are too much ingrained as part of the American dream for every family. We've really, really damaged that dream in the last few years. I think it's an obligation of all of us to put things back together again. The lawyers will do just fine, no matter how we change the laws. It's the people who aren't necessarily doing fine.
And that's where we got to leave it. Listen, I'm going to keep you guys around for our next program, so stick around. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
You've got a good head on your shoulders, and there's a career out there
just waiting for someone like you.
Took the words right out of my beard.
And how do you make it happen?
With an education from Carrington College.
Hands-on training, great instructors.
Carrington can really help you stretch your wings.
Yeah, but she doesn't have wings.
It's an expression.
I knew that.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
They are courteous, fast, and responsive to all my needs, very competitive rates. They get the job done the first time, every time.
He did all my area rugs. They did my oriental rugs, and I'm satisfied with it.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve. Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll continue the conversation with Rossi Rollincotter, and he'll talk about a potential $1 billion expansion of the Las Vegas Convention Center. We'll see you on the next.